Due to the circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic and pursuant to Governor Pritzker's executive order suspending the Open Meetings Act provisions relating to in-person attendance by members of a public body, the December 14, 2020 meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is being conducted virtually and is hereby called to order. Ms. Clements, can you please call the roll?
Trustee Carr?
Present.
Trustee Clay?
Present.
Trustee McDade?
It's going to be late, so she's not present yet.
Trustee Snyder?
Present.
He's present.
Trustee Smart?
Present.
And Trustee Zopp?
Present. A quorum exists for business of the board to begin. Ms. Clemens, will you certify that the notice for this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Chair Zopp. The meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting.
Next, we'll go to approval of the board meeting agenda. Are there any comments or corrections to the agenda?
Yes, Chair. I would like to make a request to make a correction on the agenda to remove the food services resolution and add a resolution for tuition reduction for subsequent endorsements for the College of Education. I move to approve the agenda with the noted corrections.
Is there a second? Did I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. All right, the ayes have it. At this time, we will hear public and employee comments. The board will not hear presentations or entertain questions on the following topics: issues under negotiation as part of the university's collective bargaining process, statements concerning the private activities, lifestyle, or beliefs of individuals employed by or associated with the university, grievances of individual students or employees, or any personnel matters. Ms. Clemens, can you please call those who have signed up for public comments?
Chair Zopp, at this time, no individuals have signed up to speak.
All right. And next, we'll go to approval of the previous board meeting minutes. Are there any corrections to the September 28th, 2020 minutes? If not, I move to approve those minutes, and may I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the ayes have it. We are next on the agenda is the President's Report. President Scott, please present your report.
Thank you, Chair Zopp. Good afternoon, trustees. Thank you for your time this afternoon and your commitment to Chicago State. I hope each of you are healthy and your families are healthy and safe during this difficult time. As COVID-19 continues to impact our city, state, and our nation, the Chicago State community remains vigilant and proactive. The university has been actively working this entire semester to keep our campus healthy. Over the last several weeks, we convened a group of cross-campus stakeholders to develop our spring 2021 operating plan. That plan has been finalized and will be pretty much similar to our fall plan, and it has now been shared with our university community. You should know that our operating plans have been the result of shared governance exercises, and we have made a point of making sure our stakeholders were at the table in developing our plans. Even in the midst of COVID-19, equity remains a priority for Chicago State University. The work of the statewide cross-sector equity working group for Black student access and success in Illinois higher education that Chicago State convened continues to work hard. This past a few weeks ago, I had an opportunity to present the work of the working group to the Civic Consulting Alliance's Board of Trustees. and the information they received was well received. During the working group meetings, we received, we heard from Black student college students who are enrolled in our institutions throughout the state. We are fortunate that Chair Zopp and Vice Chair McDade are yielding their time to this important effort. The working group intends to release actionable set of recommendations by the end of February. We remain focused on strengthening our relationship with important national, state, and local partners. We are excited to report that Deloitte has joined the working group, and a member of their executive team is now an active participant. We also continue to focus on high quality educational and co-curricular experiences. I'm excited to announce the development of a new diversity, equity, and inclusion certificate programs to be housed in the Chicago State's College of Business. In alignment with Chicago State's mission, this new program is being designed to meet the growing need for qualified diversity, equity, and inclusion professionals. We continue to be intentional about increasing our student enrollment and retention. The enrollment statistics for Illinois, particularly among our Black and Latinx students in certain categories, were indeed grim. And Chicago State is working to improve our enrollment data as it relates to our undergraduate enrollment. And hopefully we'll see an uptick during our spring semester. Earlier this month, we completed a successful shared governance exercise that included Chair Zopp and Vice Chair McDade, Chicago State faculty and administrators, that was facilitated by a professor from the University of Illinois. We envision the shared exercise as just the beginning of our work to strengthen the university system of shared governance and stakeholder relationships. Despite the economy and pandemic, Chicago State University remains open, committed to our mission, and continuing to move forward. I look forward to reflecting on our progress and look forward to talking to you about our goals as they relate to our strategic plan during my State of the University address, currently scheduled for February 23rd. This will conclude my report to the board. I would like to wish each of you a happy holiday season. Please continue to stay healthy and safe, and thank you.
Thank you, President Scott. Are there any questions or comments from the trustees? If not, we will then move to the next part of the agenda, which is university reports and resolutions. I'll begin by calling on Dr. Leslie Roundtree, Interim Provost and Senior Vice President of Academic and Student Affairs, to give the Academic Affairs Report and an update on graduate enrollment and to present two resolutions.
Thank you, Chairman Zopp. What I'd like to point out is you may have noticed in your report, the activities have been fairly extensive during the fall. We brought in this year, in the fall, we moved 80% of our classes to remote and about 20% on campus. Today is the day we hand in final grades, and I'm pleased to announce that we were able to complete the majority of all classes during this semester that did have on-campus activities. We also initiated our RISE Academy, which is our first year experience, and pleased to announce that we brought in over 139 students into that program, and we look forward to bringing them forward into the spring. And we are already underway in planning our RISE Academy for fall of 21. We also are planning graduation, which is this coming Thursday, and it will be virtual. It will allow our students, all of the students who graduated during the year 2020, to participate. And we are hoping that soon we'll be able to come back to a graduation that we're accustomed to. And I think the other thing I'd just like to point out is that our faculty have also been very productive during this pandemic season, even in a remote environment, as we've brought in close to $12 million in grants this year and have been highlighted in a couple of areas in the science, one quantum research and another that involves archaeology and physics. And so I'm pleased to see that faculty are continuing to find ways to remain engaging with the students, even in a remote environment. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Debbie Potlori, who can share with you more about our graduate admissions.
Good afternoon, Chair Joff. Good afternoon, President Scott. Good afternoon, trustees, provost, and the rest of the panel members. If I can share my screen now. So what I will do is I'll just go through the numbers quickly. These are the fall numbers. We did manage to stay afloat and increase a little bit in the fall, 5%, that's including the pharmacy school. Actual graduate programs themselves were up by 12%, but the graduate school also has jurisdiction over pharmacy. So if we combine them, we are still about 5% above. These are the spring numbers for the last 3 years. And in the last column, you can see the projection. Last spring, we had 634 on January 20th or something around the final numbers. So I'm hoping to see a little bit of increase this semester, coming spring as well. I just have to just caution you, a lot of our students is mostly returning students. They are not registering yet because of the financial thing, but we are hoping we can get them back. And so this might go up or go down slightly, but I think I'm still expecting a little bit rise over last year. So you can see those last 3 years' numbers. So I'm still hoping to get this up. I'm not giving you the pharmacy numbers because usually the dean of pharmacies gives those numbers and I don't have them right now. This is the summer numbers. Again, you can see the summer. Last summer, we had 317. So I'm hoping to increase the summer numbers 3 to 5%. I'm real more hopeful about the summer because the international students might be coming back by that time. So if you look at the international student issues, the embassies are still not open, and so they're not going to get visas. I doubt very much we are going to see a lot of input in the spring. We may not see any new students. We might see some transfers within the states because we reduced the tuition for the new students just this year. So we might see some transfers. We did get about 6 students because we announced the tuition very late in the fall, but we did get 6 students we would not have gotten otherwise. So for our strategies, what we did was mostly graduate school, as you understand, has two functions in the academic as well as enrollment. So they go hand in hand. That means we require all the help of the faculty and in reviewing the applications. That's a very important part of our process. Fortunately, for the last year and a half, we managed to develop our CRM process, which is making everybody, it's easy for them. That is helping us a lot. Social media, the marketing people are trying to help. Program-specific association and professional sources, that's where the faculty come in. We're also rethinking of admission criteria. I think you probably may have a resolution later about the GRE scores for the year and next year. And the scholarships, I would like to thank the president and provost for the first time in CSU graduate school and graduate admissions is getting importance. Whenever people talk about enrollment up to now, they talk about undergraduate, but president has and provost have correctly recognize the importance of graduate school and they started putting some money into it, which is helping us a little bit. We're also looking at transfer criteria and see how we can attract other students from here, from other universities to here. Lastly, alumni. So our best recruitment so far has been our own students who graduated from here. and mouth-to-mouth word, and then that's where we're getting a lot of applications from. We also, again, as I said, graduate school, because of the president's and provost leadership, we can start thinking about a proper plan. So far, we have been doing most important thing is for us right now, the numbers. So we have been working on it, but we cannot work like that. We need to have a plan. And now that the university strategic plan has been approved and the implementation process just started, now graduate school will also endeavor to get a graduate school strategic plan. As you all understand, graduate school strategic plan, of course, is mostly developed by faculty who are the graduate council members. And that would take a little bit of time, but we want to finish this by July next summer, and we want to start that one. And no need to go through all of this timeline, but the last part of it is important. We want to start probably about August, start the implementation process. By February, we want to measure the results, first measurement results. And then from then onwards, we want to get half yearly reports. By August to December 2025, we want to see the 4-year cumulative report, write a report, and then start talking about next strategic plan. Thank you, but if you can spare one more minute, I'm going to show you one slide. You cannot read that properly, but I'll explain what that is. Let me give you a preamble of 20 seconds. As a board of trustees, as Provost said, our faculty are not just being active. You also want to know the quality of the education we provide to the students. You know that most of our education and then science master's students have theses and dissertations. This just got into my attention last week. We submit all our theses and dissertations to a ProQuest, which is an international electronic thesis depository, which means everybody can access those theses if they want to refer, they want to study, they want to read. You may not see the numbers. If you see this number here, this is about 5,000 retrievals of educational leadership theses from our university. This is just last semester. Of course, most of them would be probably Chicago State, half of them. But if you look at the universities in here, the University of Toronto, University of Capella University, University of Nevada, City University of Seattle. I don't know if you can see the map on the left side. The dark blue, of course, is most retrievals. But you can see the light blue where they are going, Australia, India, China, Norway, Iceland, South Africa, even Saudi Arabia, Iran, Britain. So a lot of countries are accessing our thesis. So I just want to thank all my faculty, graduate faculty, for keeping up the quality of our education to the students. Thank you very much. And then if I have any questions, I will be happy to answer.
Okay, if there's no questions, then I'd like to proceed with the resolutions. Our first resolution, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I can hear you. I always worry. Our first resolution is a request for a waiver of the standardized testing for our undergraduates and our graduate students. Given the current environment with the pandemic, we are still having trouble with students being able to access testing centers to take graduate admission exams. And the high schools are still having trouble administering the standardized ACT and SAT exams. So we are requesting that requirement for admission be waived for the remainder of the spring and summer semester for academic year 2021 and for all of next year, academic year 21-22, because of the timing in which undergraduate admissions is often delayed. This is a trend that is going on throughout the state because it is a statewide as well as a nationwide problem.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the resolution regarding the waiver of standardized testing requirement for undergraduate and graduate admissions?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Ms. Clemens, can you please call the roll?
Trustee Carr?
Yes.
Trustee Clay?
Yes.
Trustee Snyder?
Yes.
Trustee Smart?
Yes.
Trustee Zopp?
Yes.
With a vote of 5 A's and 0 nays, the motion passes.
Thank you. Dr. Roundtree, can you please present your next resolution?
Yes, our next resolution is really addressing something that we had dealt with last July, but we found that there was a small gap in our presentation of discounted fees. We work with the Chicago Public Schools in helping them to address subsequent endorsements for individuals who are teachers who are now trying to get specialized in a certain area. One of those areas is special education, which is a high demand, which we have previously allowed a discount for teachers taking that program. Another high area is early childhood, which we previously approved a discount for that program. However, we have been approached regarding early childhood special education, which is a separate specialty. So we would like to request that we be able to provide the 30% discount to the endorsement students only for the courses in the early childhood special education program, as we have been approached to bring in a cohort this spring, but there was some communication that they thought this was part of this program for our special ed early childhood. It just was not had previously been brought forward. So we're asking for a 30% discount on tuition, which is similar to the discounts that we have given for endorsement programs previously.
So just to clarify, we have other endorsement programs. We simply failed to include early childhood education. Is that what
early childhood special education?
Yes. Early childhood special education. Okay. Is there a motion to approve the tuition reduction for subsequent endorsements in the College of Education?
So move.
Second. Is there a second for the motion?
Second.
All right. Ms. Clemens, could you please call the roll?
Trustee Carr?
Yes.
Trustee Clay?
Yes.
Trustee Snyder?
Yes.
Trustee Smart?
Yes.
Trustee Zopp?
Yes.
With a vote of 5-0, the motion passes.
All right, Dr. Roundtree, does that complete your report?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
All right. Then I'm going to now call on, we're going to move to enrollment management. I'm going to call on Dr. Andrea Welch, Vice President of Enrollment Management, to present the Enrollment Management Undergraduate Strategic Plan.
Good afternoon, Chairman Zopp, trustees, President Scott, and Provost, and panelists. It's my pleasure to be able to present today a very focused presentation on the 2025 strategic plan and our anticipated outcomes and work with that plan within enrollment management. I'm going to share my screen for a presentation. So as we know now, we have an approved 2025 Chicago State strategic plan. So we have some key plan outcomes within enrollment management that we'll be working towards with this plan to support it. So a lot of this information, it is informational, and I will be going over the top 4 plan outcomes. So one is to increase our undergraduate new student enrollment by 15%. So this is a goal stated in our Chicago State strategic plan. We also hope to strengthen partnerships with our high schools, our community colleges, and industry to improve our pipelines for new student recruitment. We're also looking at improving policy and process within enrollment management and at the university level. And then, of course, last but certainly not least, improving our student experience. So just to give an example, this is a very specific chart for 5-year trend of incoming student enrollment goal. So this is our 15% increase in what this would look like over the next 5 years. I do have to state that since the 15% was adopted before my hiring, I am now analyzing this goal so that we become more assertive with our goal of enrollment so that it aligns not only with our undergraduate enrollment goals for the institution, but also our revenue and financial needs as an institution. But this is just a snapshot example of how we'll be setting those goals. And if there's any change of course, it will be communicated at a later time. There's ways that we're going to be able to do this within enrollment management. So the first thing, of course, is to strengthen our partnerships. So the first thing, as an example, is to identify and partner with our top feeder high schools and community colleges. Right now, we have identified our current top five feeder high schools and our current top five feeder community colleges. But we also want to expand those partnerships. So our goal is to establish 3 new partnerships with both high schools and community colleges so that we are expanding our territory and partnerships to increase the pipelines within those areas. We also want to identify labor market needs and connect this to the career goals to create intentional pipelines with related industry and degree programs at Chicago State. So right now we're undergoing analysis to identify the top 3 labor market needs that relate to our specific degree offerings. And then of course, start a collaboration and reach out to industry partners who may be interested in partnering with Chicago State and our faculty to ensure that we establish a very strong partnership from degree to career. We also want to implement processes and admissions to collect and respond to inquiries specific to majors and degree programs. This is so that we can collaborate more intentionally with our college deans and programs for intentional recruitment processes. So right now we're gathering that information and we'll be tracking that year to year. The third is to improve our policy and processes. So enrollment management has a new leadership team in many areas. And so we are reanalyzing our policy and processes. We do have a master policy list that has now been completed for enrollment management. And we're using this to, one, review our policy so that we can allow for continuous improvement to occur. But we're also looking at this to reformat this with the Murray Group so that it will be connected to the repository for the university for access. We're also doing continuous improvement for enrollment management and our collaborating partners on campus. We are creating processes related to student service for quality and process efficiency. And so we're working with Bursar Office, Student Affairs, Academic Affairs to ensure that we are doing everything we can to make this a seamless experience for our students. And then of course, internal training and communication processes. So as we establish internal training schedules, we're hoping to also expand those training sessions out to the university so that we can equip our faculty and staff to have very intentional and efficient conversations with our students so that they can progress here at Chicago State towards degree completion. And of course, our students are number one. So this is why we're doing the work that we do. And so we want to make sure within enrollment management that we are improving our student experience. We are creating automated processes versus manual processing, which is occurring right now. So we're looking at a lot of different platforms in order to create this more efficient timeline, not just for our students, but also for internal use for faculty and staff. This could be something like our transcript services or diploma processing, just as an example. We also want to develop financial literacy programming events for students and families. So right now we are providing information sessions and resources, but we want to expand that, not just at Chicago State, but also within the community, especially since our Chicago State population are high need and first generation students. They need this extra support. And then of course, we want to focus on student service. So we will be establishing service satisfaction quick surveys that will be established next academic year to establish this continuous feedback and allow for our leadership with enrollment management to identify trends so we can do continuous improvement and training needs. And last but not least, I'm very excited that we are finally fully staffed with enrollment management. So we are hitting the ground running and we're very excited at the opportunities presented to us to really grow enrollment and support the university strategic plan. And that is all I had at this time, but I am open to questions.
Are there any questions for Dr. Welch? Okay, thank you, Dr. Welch. This ends the enrollment management report. Trustee Carr will now preside over the report and resolutions presented by the Finance and Audit Committee.
Thank you, Chair Zock. I call on Craig Deitch, Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Finance Operations, to present the financial operations report and a total of three resolutions.
Thank you, Trustee Carr, and thanks to the rest of the trustees for your commitment. It's my pleasure to present the financial report. What I will be going over today is the first quarter of fiscal year summary, which was provided in your packet. Overall, Chicago State is on target with its revenue and spending plan, which, as you may remember, included a revenue reduction of approximately 6% from last fiscal year. Overall, our state appropriations are up approximately $8 million over the first quarter of 2019, first quarter due to more accelerated billing to the state, which is helping us obviously on the cash side. Revenue from sales and auxiliary services down approximately 50% related to the residence hall, dining, and parking. Again, this is expected based on the current de-densified campus. We also have an increase in overall receivables, higher student loans, slower student payments, and an overall net loss of operations due to auxiliary and sales being down, and then obviously tuition, resulting in an overall less cash on hand at this point in fiscal year 21 by about 27% from last year. And again, that is due to the reduction in revenue from tuition, fees, housing, et cetera. Overall, from a cash perspective, we are estimating to maintain approximately $14 to $15 million in cash on hand by June 2020. We started the fiscal year with approximately $17 million in cash. On the expense side, our overall spending is down approximately 13%, or about $3.5 million from the first quarter of 2019. Compensation and benefits spending is down about 7%. This is due to the elimination of positions and vacancies. We budgeted for approximately a 4% reduction. So we're ahead of our spending decreases in that area. Contractual services are down about 23% from the first quarter of last year. We had no travel in the first quarter. There is some spending such as athletics, which will be backloaded to the spring. For example, with fall sports moving from the fall to the spring. We also do have some critical vacancies that will be filled as we move through the year. So that is the summary of the financial report that you had received. Are there any questions? All right, then I will move on to the resolutions. I have three resolutions to present. The first is the spring mandatory fees. Board approval is required to establish or change any mandatory fees. As you probably remember, as a result of the pandemic, the university was forced to migrate from traditional on-campus instruction to e-learning in March of 2020. The university elected to provide fall 2020 instruction primarily within the e-learning environment as well, thus limiting the number of classes to be held in person on campus. We are also electing to maintain the online environment for spring 2021. We acknowledge that mandatory fees as originally set might not be properly aligned with the benefits accruing to the students or the expenses incurred by the university. The board previously approved the reduction of fall 2020 mandatory fees. The university is also now recommending the maintenance of the reduced fall 2020 fees for the spring 2021 semester. The recommendation will result in a decrease in the fees from the original fees by 7.5% for full-time students and 15.8% for part-time students. So we recommend to the board the approval of the mandatory fees for spring 2021 as revised, which will be the same as the fall 2020 semester.
Are there any questions or comments from any of the trustees?
Not for me.
Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Ms. Clemens, will you please call the roll, please?
Trustee Carr?
Yes.
Trustee Clay?
Yes.
Trustee Snyder?
Yes.
Trustee Smart?
Yes.
Trustee Zopp?
Yes.
With a vote of 5-0, the motion passes.
Mr. Deitch, you can move on to your next resolution.
Okay, thank you. The next resolution is regarding the final payment for emergency temporary boiler service. Back in December of 2016, the university experienced a severe boiler failure impacting heat and hot water throughout the campus. Among other things, students were required to vacate the residence hall and temporarily move into a hotel. At that time, the university utilized the emergency provisions of the state's Illinois Procurement Code to immediately hire Anchor Mechanical to address the infrastructure issues. As evidenced by the Board of Trustees meeting minutes from March 3rd of 2017, the board received information regarding the mechanical failure and the requirement to move to emergency procurement processes. The minutes reflect that the information provided included a temporary boiler exception report, which summarized the emergency circumstances and the procurement. The board unanimously approved the report, and the then board chair and secretary properly signed it. The State of Illinois Capital Development Board has played a key role in the repairs, which include the design, purchase, and installation of two new boilers on campus. The project has been proceeding for the last couple of years. The first boiler was installed in July 2020. The second boiler will be installed by January 2021. This installment of these two new boilers brings to an end the use and service of the temporary boiler system with Anchor Mechanical. Today, we're seeking authorization from the board to make final payments to Anchor Mechanical for the final service and the actual removal of the temporary boilers. The final payment will total approximately $268,000, subject to the final negotiation with the contractor.
Are there any questions or comments from any of the trustees?
No, not for me.
Is there a motion to approve the final payment of the emergency temporary boiler service resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Have the second. Ms. Clemens, please call the roll.
Trustee Carr?
Yes.
Trustee Clay?
Yes.
Trustee Snyder?
Yes.
Trustee Smart?
Yes.
Trustee Zopp?
Yes.
With a vote of 5-0, the motion passes.
Mr. Deitch, would you please present your final resolution?
Yeah, so my last resolution has to do with an amendment to our customer relationship management system, which is called Target X. Chicago State previously implemented a customer relationship management system called Target X that provides an efficient application process from recruitment through retention. This solution integrates with the university's Banner Enterprise Resource Planning System. This centralization improves workflow management, admission decision-making, and targeted prospect engagement. The university currently uses TargetX solely for graduate recruitment. We desire to expand the use of TargetX system to include an undergraduate recruitment module. The cost of the undergraduate recruitment package is $24,500, making the five-year total cost of the CRM system $424,500. Therefore, we are requesting approval today to amend the original TargetX contract, which was implemented in August of 2018 and first amended in November of 2020 to include the undergraduate recruitment module.
Are there any questions or comments from any of the trustees?
No.
Is there a motion to approve the TargetX procurement resolution?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Ms. Clemmons, please call the roll.
Trustee Carr?
Yes.
Trustee Clay?
Yes.
Trustee Snyder?
Yes.
Trustee Smart?
Yes.
Trustee Zopp?
Yes.
With a vote of 5-0, the motion passes.
This ends the Finance and Audit Committee report.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, hold on to catch up. All right, we are going to, we have one more report, and that would be from Darius Hillman, Executive Director of the Chicago State Foundation, to give the Chicago State Foundation report.
Hi, Chair Zopp. This is Kevin Triscuit, Deputy Director of Chicago State Foundation. I'll be presenting on behalf of Darius this afternoon.
Terrific. Go ahead, Kevin.
Great. Thank you. Well, I'm really excited to be here. Thank you, Chair Zopp, President Scott, and esteemed trustees. Chicago State Foundation has had an incredible second quarter, and I'm happy to update you on our progress towards our annual revenue goals. Our quarter began on a very high note with our inaugural First Gen Scholarship Gala, Transformation, on Friday, October 2nd, 2020. This virtual event drew more than 200 live views via Zoom and nearly 750 live and repeat views across all platforms. And we're excited to report that we exceeded our fundraising goal for this initial event. With the money raised by the gala and allocated through GEARS funding, the FY21 RISE scholarship priority is fully funded to cover tuition, technology, and book costs for the entire cohort of RISE Academy scholars. The foundation is also proud to celebrate several substantial grant awards this quarter. Northern Trust approved a $25,000 grant in support of Cougar Commitment and our first year success programming. Relativity, whose founder, Andrew Seja, made a major gift over the summer, committed $50,000 for the 2021 RISE Academy. Crown Family Philanthropies signed a gift agreement with the foundation just last Friday for a $100,000 grant in support of Cougar Commitment. And perhaps most exciting of all, an anonymous foundation pledged $500,000, $500,000, to seed a new endowment at Chicago State. At the funder's request, realized revenue from this stable value investment will be unrestricted, allowing us to fund priorities that advance our mission. These four gifts, all secured in the past 6 weeks, account for more than one-third of our total annual revenue goal for corporate and foundation giving. We're also in the final stages of proposal with an anonymous foundation for a two-year, $300,000 grant. The site visit took place last week, and we anticipate a decision on that application early in the new year. Conversations also continue with a number of additional corporate and foundation partners, including the Polk Brothers Foundation, Better Future Forward, Arthur J. Gallagher, who participated this fall in a career services seminar for CSU students, Loop Capital, and last week, President Scott and Chicago State Foundation Executive Director Darius Hillman met with a senior program officer at the George D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, who through their Cougar commitment, or through their Chicago commitment, excuse me, have the capacity to make a transformational gift to our work. The foundation's message continues to resonate with alumni and individual donors as well. In November, we hosted our fall annual mixer featuring Yvette Warren, a member of the Alumni Council Advisory Board and president of the CTC CSU Alumni Association, in conversation with President Scott, followed by a virtual concert performed by the Whispers. Feedback on President Scott's segment was particularly strong. Our alumni community was excited to get to know the president and her family, and to hear about the work and planning happening all across the university. The foundation will continue to work with the Alumni Council Advisory Board to bring valuable and engaging information and events to the alumni community. And the centerpiece of the Alumni Council Advisory Board's work will be the CSU Champions Mentoring Program, which matches RISE scholars with alumni and corporate partner team members committed to supporting scholars in developing the skills and abilities to achieve academic and career success. The president of the Alumni Council Advisory Board, Lazarus Goosby, is piloting this mentor model alongside our major donors and close partners, Andrew and Jessica Seja. And last month, the foundation was excited to collaborate with the CSU Athletic Department on their Cougar Tip-Off Day of Giving campaign. Throughout the day leading up to the men's and women's basketball season opener, we raised more than $8,000 to help build our championship era. And we're in the middle of our CSU Season of Giving campaign, a campaign celebrating our alumni and staff donors and encouraging year-end giving this holiday season. Internally, the foundation continues to operate in excellence and transparency to achieve our mission. Our FY20 audit report contained no findings. We've undertaken a project to streamline the number of accounts under our management. This will reduce our burden on staff time and allow us to optimize available funds to get more scholarship dollars in the hands of students and more programmatic funds to the university. And with the recent approval of a gift naming policy, we continue to open new avenues for donors to make major gifts while also leaving a legacy at Chicago State. So on behalf of Chicago State Foundation's Board of Directors and staff, I want to wish everyone on the panel and everyone watching a happy and healthy new year. I'm happy to take questions if there are any.
Okay, I don't hear any questions for Mr. Triskett. And so if there aren't any, then that will end the Chicago State Foundation report. Thank you, Kevin, and congratulations on the significant success that the foundation has had on behalf of the university. Your efforts are really making a difference for students, and we appreciate it. All right, next on the agenda is the executive session. I now move to convene the board into executive session. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of convening to executive session, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, then we will, trustees, you should have a second link into the executive session. Please use that to log into that. For everyone else, the meeting will reopen to the public at the conclusion of the executive session. So thank you. And we will be closing out of this session. Thank you. I now move that we reconvene into open session. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of reconvening into open session, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. The board took action in the executive session that requires action in the open session. So I will now call on Robin Hawkins, Associate Vice President and Associate General Counsel, to handle the election, to present the election of officers.
Thank you very much. I would like to now call for a motion to open the nominations for Chair of the Board of Trustees.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of opening the nominations for Chair of Board of Trustees, say aye.
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 The ayes have it. Now I will ask if there are any nominations for the Chair of the Board of Trustees.
I nominate Andrea Zopp as Chair of the Board of Trustees.
Are there any other nominations? Seeing no additional nominations, I now call for the motion to close the nominations for Chair of the Board of Trustees.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor of closing the nominations for the Chair of the Board of Trustees, say aye.
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 The ayes have it. Ms. Clemens, please call the roll for the election of Andrea Zopp as Chair of the Board of Trustees.
Trustee Carr.
Yes.
Trustee Clay.
Yes.
Trustee Snyder.
Yes.
Trustee Smart.
Yes.
And Trustee Zopp.
The trustee does not vote. I mean, the person who's nominated doesn't vote.
Okay.
With four ayes and no nays, the board has duly elected the chair of the Board of Trustees. Now I call for the nomination of the vice chair. I now call for a motion to open the nominations of vice chair of the Board of Trustees.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of opening the nominations of the vice chair of the Board of Trustees, say aye.
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 Any of those opposed? Now I will call, I will ask if there are any nominations. Now I'll ask if there are any nominations for the vice chair. Are there any nominations for the chair, for the vice chair of the Board of Trustees?
I nominate Latonya McDade for vice chair of the Board of Trustees.
Any other nominations? Seeing no additional nominations, I now call for a motion to close the nominations of Vice Chair of the Board of Trustees.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All of those in favor of closing the nominations for Vice Chair of the Board of Trustees, say aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Clemens, please call the roll of the election roll for the election of Latonya McDade as vice chair of the Board of Trustees.
Trustee Carr.
Yes.
Trustee Clay.
Yes.
Trustee Snyder.
Yes.
Trustee Smart.
Yes.
Trustee Zopp.
Yes.
With five ayes and zero nays, Latonya McDade has been duly elected as vice chair of the Board of Trustees. Now we'll have the nomination of secretary. I now call for a motion to open the nomination for secretary of the Board of Trustees.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of opening the nomination of secretary for secretary of the Board of Trustees, say aye. All opposed,
aye.
Say nay.
Aye.
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 All right. Now we'll ask if there are any nominations for secretary. Are there any nominations for a secretary of the Board of Trustees?
I nominate Trustee Mark Schneider for secretary of the Board of Trustees.
Are there any other nominations? Seeing no additional nominations, I now call a motion to close the nominations for Secretary of Board of Trustees.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All of those in favor of closing the nominations for Secretary of the Board of Trustees, say aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes. The ayes have it. Ms. Clemens, you call the roll and Trustee Mark Schneider as Secretary of the Board of Trustees. You can call all members, please.
Trustee, yes.
Trustee Clay.
Yes.
Trustee Smart.
Yes.
Trustee Zapp.
Yes.
Can I say that Trustee Schneider can vote? I was mistaken. The individual who's being elected can't move the motion, but the individual can vote for themselves. So, Trustee Schneider.
Hi.
You can't vote no, Mark. That's all I want to say.
So, with five ayes and zero nays, Trustee Mark Schneider is the duly elected Secretary of the Board of Trustees. I correct the record, given that I indicated that Trustee Zopp was can we correct the vote for Trustee Zopp? Trustee Zopp?
I would vote for myself, yes.
So then we'll correct that to five A's.
Okay, great. Next, we'll go to the approval of the 2021 meeting dates, which are listed on the agenda. Are there any questions for the trustees? Okay, can I get a I move to approve the 2020 meeting dates. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the ayes have it. All right. Now we have a motion. I believe there's a resolution on closing the minutes of lawfully closing of minutes of the executive committee. So can I have a motion approving the minutes for lawfully closed, there's a resolution. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes lawfully closed resolution?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. So the last thing, action item on the agenda, I believe, is I'm calling on Robin Hawkins to present the surplus real estate property determination regarding the Cottage Grove properties resolution.
The university owns three parcels of property on Cottage Grove. The university has determined that the property no longer serves the mission of the university. The university would like to have the property declared as surplus property so that it can be sold and the proceeds used for deferred maintenance and emergency repair of university property. The university would also like authorization to then proceed with the sale of the property. And that summarizes the resolution. There are three resolutions, one resolution for each piece of property, a property at 9551 South Cottage Grove, 9601 South Cottage Grove, and 9611 South Cottage Grove.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the three resolutions regarding surplus real estate property determination on the Cottage Grove properties?
So move.
Is there a second? I'll second it. Okay, Ms. Clemens, can you please call the roll on the three resolutions?
Trustee Carr?
Yes.
Trustee Clay?
Yes.
Trustee Snyder?
Yes.
Trustee Smart?
Yes.
Trustee Zopp?
Yes.
With a vote of 5-0, the motion passes.
All right. We close the meeting, I do just want to recognize our newest trustee, Trustee Smart. Thank you for being with us and congratulations on your election. Hope you're not regretting it right now. Thank you. Thank you for your engagement. Thanks, everyone. And I think we are done with all of our business. And I would like to wish everyone a happy holiday and safe. Please stay safe. Please stay well. And please take care of yourselves. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
The second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, hearing none. This meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees on December 14th, 2020 is hereby adjourned.